Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Hello, good afternoon. Am I speaking with Georgina?
Yeah, speaking.
Hello, my name is Miguel, and we were calling you on behalf of Contour Mortgage about the credit poll that you did for a mortgage transaction.
No, I didn't do no mortgage transaction with you. So why are you calling me?
That's why we were calling you.
For what?
Did you make any credit inquiry for a mortgage transaction? We are credit mortgage lenders.
Yeah, I did, but not with you.
No, this is how... why we're calling you, because we received your information through the credit bureaus, and they send
your information.
Yes, they send your information to other lenders from your area, from your state. That way you can have different options.
Yes, I did.
Okay, and we would like to put some figures together for you. That way you can compare our numbers to your current offer.
What numbers? What are you giving me? Higher rate. How's your rate?
Right. Let me get you the specialist on the line. That way he can give you that, okay? Allow me one quick second so I can get him on the line. One quick second, okay, Georgina? This should be on the line with us. And are you looking to buy a house or do something else?
Yes, buy a home.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and get you the specialist. That way they can give you those rates. And hopefully they can beat the...
Hi, this is Ron Martyr, and how can I help you?
Yes, hello, sir. I have Georgina on the line, and can you take it from here?
Absolutely. Thank you. Hi, Georgina?
Yeah?
Hi, my name is Ron Martyr, and I'm a loan officer with Contour Mortgage. Nice to meet you. Contour Mortgage?
Yeah.
Contour Mortgage. We're out in Long Island?
Yeah.
So I just need to bring up your account real quick. So what is your last name?
Wally, W-O-L-L-I-E. Which state are you in?
I am in New York, but I am licensed in a bunch of states. Company is, yeah. I'm sorry. Could you respell the last name, please?
W-O-L-L-I-E. I hope you're not doing my credit check because I don't want just people just doing credit check and bringing my credit low. I don't even
have your social security number, and I would ask you before I would do that. So all I'm trying to do is actually just bring up the information that you just, you know, spoke about with my colleague.
Okay.
And every time I keep bringing it up, you're saying something else so that I can't hear the whole thing. So I apologize, but why don't you give me a why don't you spell your first name for me?
W-O-L-L-I-E. I'm driving. I just got out of work and I saw the missed call. That's why.
No problem. W-O-L-L-I-E, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I got you. Georgina Woolley, Michigan Avenue, right?
Which state? Michigan Avenue?
North Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Excellent. All righty. So, before we start, let me just tell you again, I've been doing this over 20 years. My company is a national company. We bank loans and we also broker loans. So there's a lot of different, you know, ways that we can help a lot of different people. So, that being said, what are you looking to do? Are you looking to purchase a home or are you looking to refinance?
To purchase a home. How's your rate? What's your rate? I just want to know the rate before I go. How's your rate is 9%, 5%, 6%. Yeah, I don't want to go into all.
Okay, I hear you, but let me just explain one thing. There are a lot of different variables that create the rate. So without even – there isn't like one rate that encompasses every single scenario. That's number one. Number two, you're just starting to look for a house. So it doesn't matter what today's rate is. The only time that matters is the day that you actually go into contract. And then whatever the going rate is, we're definitely going to beat the going rate because we have great pricing, but it's only going to be on that day that you can even lock into the rate. So having a discussion about rate at the moment, it's irrelevant. that's where I was going with that. What I wanted to do is try and help you get pre-qualified and figure out exactly what you're looking to do so that I can help you properly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, great, great. So what type of a home are you looking for? Are you looking for like a single family, two family,
yes,
condo?
A single family home.
Single family, great, great. And is this going to be your primary residence?
Yeah.
Excellent. And do you own any homes or are you a first-time home buyer?
Yeah, I own a home.
Okay.
Third time. Twice with my husband, second myself. Now he's the third.
Gotcha. Okay, and the place that you live right now, is that currently owned or do you rent?
Yeah, I own it.
Okay, so what is your plan for that house? What are you going to put it up for sale simultaneously while you're looking?
No.
You're going to rent it out?
I'm going to rent it. Yeah, because it's paper, okay. So I'll rent it for a few years.
Okay, all right, great. And what do you estimate, you know, like the rent that you can get for it?
I'm going to have to find it around the area, and Kuching is closer to Mediterranean installation, so I'm going to get a good price. It's closer to base,
okay.
Mediterranean base. A lot of Mediterranean families don't like to live on base. They like to live
on
base.
Oh, okay.
So.
Gotcha, gotcha. Are you a veteran, by the way?
My husband is, my brother is, my daughter active.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much. My daughter is active right now in the Navy, and my dad was in the Army. My father-in-law was in the Air Force, so got a lot in common there. Yeah,
I got three. I got three Marines.
You got
one
three.
Navy. My daughter is in the Navy. All the
your daughter's
in
the Navy? Yeah.
Yeah, she's active now. She's active.
Where's she stationed?
Virginia Beach.
Okay, my daughter's in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
She's on deployment. I haven't spoken to her in like weeks, so
not
a lot of fun.
No, that's okay. We used to eat. My brother, my husband, they 20 years, 4 months. My brother, they 18 years. So we used to eat. If they call, you can't see. Because that region, they can't use their phone. So
I know. I mean, the good thing is nowadays, at least you have texting. So every now and then, when she gets to a spot, you know, where she has Wi-Fi, she could text. But sometimes, you know, they go dark, and, you know, you don't get to speak to them. So, all right. Well, that's good. We got a lot in common. So let's talk about the three things that are pertinent. You know, I mean, you're a homeowner, so you know how it works. How much cash do you have available to you in the bank right now, you know, for down payment, closing fees? How much do you have in savings and checking?
$5,000 I can bring for down payment.
$5,000. Okay.
Yeah, but down payment.
And, okay. And your husband is he's a veteran.
Yeah, so sorry to say that. Yeah, I'm a veteran.
Yeah,
I'm a military ID. Yeah, so
right. So
technically,
is your husband still with us?
No, he's deceased. But I'm 45 of VA loan because I'm a I still got all the benefits because
So he was considered disabled?
No, I said he passed.
No, but he got a military.
Retired. Our conflict is disabled. Yeah, for disabled.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha.
Well,
so,
instead of Georgia, when he retired, moved from North Carolina, we went to Georgia and DMV gave him to disabled place. So,
Had a disabled base. Gotcha. Okay. So, what price range are you looking at?
I said I don't want to go over 250.
Okay. And this is in what area?
In North Carolina.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And any idea, like, how much the property taxes are where you're looking?
Depends sometimes the size or the area. Like everywhere, if you want to live in the city, you want to live in Jacksonville, it costs more. But if you want to live, like, now I live outside of the city, which is rich land. It's cheaper on that side and more land. So all depends.
And where do you think you want to live?
That's why in the city here I live in right now, I have over here, we say Onslow County. Jacksonville, Onslow County in North Carolina.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
It's just a
now,
small place, consider a lot of military base around it. That's why.
Okay. So are you, do you have a VA loan on your house right now?
No, sorry, it's paid for cash. It's paid for now.
Oh, you don't have anything. Gotcha. Okay.
No.
Gotcha. No mortgage. Zero mortgage. That's great. Very good. Very good.
Okay.
So if you had to take a guess, though, would you say property taxes are around $2,000,
$3,000, $4,000? Well, property
taxes. Property taxes, yeah, because I have to plug something in.
Yeah. No, right now because, I pay only $500 in Medicare in the city of this place. If you retirees, you go to the city hall.
City is good.
You pay
right.
For, so you pay $500 a month. $500 something, that's it. That's what I pay.
$500 a month? So it means $500 a year.
Oh, yeah, sorry, sir. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha,
I think you take 50% off or 60% off. When you go to the VA, they give you the paper, then you go to the city hall and you deduct it. Every year you pay.
Right, right. Okay, all right, great. And let's just talk about income. So what do you do for a living?
You see where I live?
No. What kind of work do you do?
Oh, I'm a cook on base at the mess hall, Mediterranean installation. I'm a cook too.
I'm sorry. What was your position?
I'm a cook. CEO, cook.
Cook.
Like,
gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Cook too. Yeah, I work on Mediterranean base installation. On
military base. Gotcha. So
yeah,
okay, so you're getting paid.
Mess hall.
Getting paid
by
the
restaurant. Yeah, it was a restaurant, but we called it mess hall. I had a Mediterranean
right,
place.
I
went to mess hall.
Yep, I've heard that. So you get paid by the Defense Department, or do you get paid by somebody else?
No, it's a contract. I think it's a contract. If someone took over, it's a contract.
Okay. All right. So how much do you make? You make hourly rate?
Yeah, hourly rate is $19, $19.20.
Okay. And is that based on a 40-hour work week?
Oh, yeah. I make more than 40 hours, sir.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. So how long have you been working overtime? Is it the last 2 years at least?
No, I've been with them 4 years. So.
Okay. But, I mean, you get overtime every year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So how much is your, total amount of money that you make per year? What'd you make last year?
For
40-something
thousand,
because
I think I added my, remember my paper from the VA, my tax paper from the VA, I think I made 45,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
About 45?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So every month I get 1,300 from the VA, every month.
Okay, could you, let's go back a little bit. So besides your work, you're getting a VA disability check? From your
benefit,
husband?
Not disability, yeah.
VA benefit, right.
Yes,
and the benefit
yes,
was how much per month?
$1,300.
Okay. And do you get any pension? Or that's the
No,
pension?
No. No, that's the pension I have. Yeah, the pension.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Any other income?
No, that's it. I'm working at VA.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so what I would love to do, in order to really help you properly is I really do have to run a credit, but, running a credit doesn't mean that your credit is going to get destroyed. Okay?
No, it do. It takes the points down. A lot of companies can have done it.
No. I'm going to vigorously disagree with you because of my 20-something years of experience. The only time your scores go down is if, A, you have collections or bills aren't being paid or B.
Nothing.
No. But just hear me out for a second. So unless you're like overextended, like if you have a high balance on your credit cards or if you are having your credit run over and over and over. But other than that, the fact is, the scores do not just lower just because you have a credit done. It really depends on the day of the month that it is. Yeah.
Because two companies get checked, they Federal United check, and the Navy Federal Bank, and the Navy said they did the check too bad, too, and the rate was too high, so I don't want it. So, rather than they know that, the Navy, the military didn't know, I said, I'm not in a hurry for a house. Your rate is too high, I will wait for 9 months. I said, okay.
Well, that's a different story. Yeah, that's a different story because rates are just high. I mean, you know, rates right now, you know, it's 7%, a little bit below 7%.
Oh, you know, I'm in a hurry. Why would I go take something 9? And I got a hustle fee for 9? So is it 9?
Right. 9%? No, no, it's not 9%.
Well, what? Why take it?
Not 9%. Why, is that what they told you, that it would be 9% for the interest?
Yeah, I don't understand on the stuff the Navy said. I went on the Navy.
Yeah, well, they're just very high, but that doesn't mean that everybody's high. You know, we're very competitive. No, I could get you something in the 7% range right now. But again, you know, you have to kind of take a look at the monthly payments. So just to give you a quick synopsis, you know, a snapshot of what it would look like, let's say you borrowed, $250,000 because you still have to come up with closing fees. So let's just say $250,000 at 7%. For 30 years, your principal and your interest payment would be like $1,663 plus taxes and insurance. So taxes, let's say, might be $500 a year. Insurance might be $1,500 a year. So that's an extra $170, right? So you got $170 plus $1,663. So it's going to cost you about $1,800 a month to do something like that. So is that something that, you know, you're okay with, or is it way too high?
Yeah. No, it's just so long. It's $1,800. But it took me over $2,000 because I said I got a house. I'm going to put it for rent. I don't want to ask the other people go or mind how much I make, and I don't want to do that.
Right. I got you.
Fine.
I got you. Yeah, plus.
I'm doing it for my own safety. I'm doing it for my own safety. I'm not doing it what other people do. That I see something I want, I think it for long term.
No, of course. The good thing is, you know, you're going to rent your house out, so you're going to be able to,
yes.
You know, get rent from there, so that'll be good.
Yes,
yeah,
I'm going to rent it out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the other part of this is, you know, we don't really know exactly what the rate is going to be when, you know, when you actually find the place and you go into contract. That's what I was, you know, starting off with, because, you know, we're hoping rates start to drop a little bit, but, you know, I did notice a little bit of a drop over the last week or two. You never know. You know, maybe we can get you in the sixes by the time you actually find the house. But the key is, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm very transparent. Things are done a certain way, and the first thing you do is, you know, like what we just did. We talk a little bit about what I think the monthly payment's going to be. I can't be 100%, of course, but I, you know, it's going to be $1,800, maybe $1,900. It depends on how much the property taxes are. Depends on the final price of the home. So, you know, if you're good with that amount, you know, as an estimate, and you really want to start looking for a house, then the next step would be, you know, let me take an application. I can run a soft hit, a regular credit report where I can see all the debt. I can analyze it. I can call you back, and if you like what you hear, I can send you a pre-approval letter, and you know, and you could start looking for a house if you wanted. You know, if you were at that point. I don't know where you're at.
How long? Yeah, I want like after the holidays. I just want after the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Then I do that. You can come in and you want refer or refund. You in the refer, you'll be say, oh, it's only for 90 days. After
that,
man, just wait after the holidays. You know, I
don't want
to enjoy my holiday, and after
that, right. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You tell me what your. This is your phone number, 910-265-0530?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you like texting better, or would you like me to email you my information?
Oh, email it to me, sir.
Okay, what's your email address?
It's my last name, Woolley.
W-O-L-L-I-E, yep.
Yeah, my first name, Georgina, it's spelled G-E-O-R-G-I-N-A @gmail.com.
It's a nice, easy one. I like that. Okay, very good. All righty. Well, what I'll do is I'll send you my information, and, you know, when you're ready, you definitely want to get pre-approved first. So, you know, give me a call. I'm on the East Coast. I'm in New York. I usually work, like, usually 8:30 to about 5 o'clock. And, you know, I'll be able to take a full application from you and, you know, be able to get you set up and ready to go. Okay?
That's right. I used to live Providence, Rocco. Providence,
where'd you
Rhode
live?
Island. Providence,
oh, Rhode
Island.
Island.
Yeah.
Gotcha,
I went to high school, college. I went to Larry, military life, and all over the world.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. That's pretty wild. You know, my like I said, my daughter is on deployment right now, and she's all over the place. She likes it, but she's 3.5 years into it, you know.
She said to my daughter, she said she's going to re-enlist, done with school, get what she wants, and she get out.
Said, okay. Oh, gotcha.
She said, I'm not going to do that, Dad. Stay for 20 years, Mommy. I said, okay.
Right. You know what? My daughter was talking about it, too. She was like, you know what? Maybe I can go to Italy or something like that. I'm like, okay. You know, I'm going to miss you like hell, but, you know, when they're that young, go see the world. Go see the world when they're out. When they're out, you know, they'll still be in their 20s.
She went for deployment for 12 months in Europe.
Yeah. So it's not too bad. Nice. All right. Well, listen, it was nice.
She was born into it. But that was active
for
a long, went around the world, Japan, places. So, and she used to it. And nothing to her.
Yeah, that's a big difference. You know, my daughter wasn't exactly born into it. You know, even though my dad was in it. But, you know, me and my brother, we really don't have a history, you know, of it. But but she just chose that, and she's doing well. You know, it made her into a good person. You know, not that she wasn't a good person, but you know what I mean.
No, I know, yeah.
Respectful. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, it was really nice talking to you. Nice meeting you. And I'll send you my information. And when you're ready, you know, there's no, I'm not going to be calling you every 3 days or anything like that and, you know, beat you up. When you're ready, you call me. And we'll definitely we'll do the application.
I'm looking for a holiday. If I see something I read it like quick, I'll give you a call and see how you're ready. Awesome.
That sounds great. Okay. I appreciate the opportunity. Okay?
Okay, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
You have a great day. Talk to you soon. Take care now.
Bye-bye.